The day after Good Friday, everything goes quiet. It's the Sabbath, the day of rest. Nothing can be done. The horror of Good Friday is over. Tomorrow, people must rebuild their lives in an uncertain world. There were rules to control what you could do on the Sabbath, or Saturday, as most of us would call it. Mark's Gospel tells us that many women watched the crucifixion from a distance. Some of them had been Jesus' friends and financial supporters. Luke's Gospel tells us that after the crucifixion, they went and they bought spices to anoint Jesus' body. One last act of love for him. But they couldn't go to the tomb until the Sabbath was over. They would go as soon as they possibly could, early on Sunday morning, but on Saturday they had to rest. It was the law. Their love for Jesus had to be put on hold. John's Gospel tells us that the Jewish leaders rested on the Sabbath too. They asked the Roman governor on Good Friday to speed up the deaths of the people on the cross by breaking their legs. That was how you ensured a quick death. And they did this so that all their work could be done before the Sabbath began. Before we condemn them, let's search our own hearts, because maybe sometimes we too enforce a small rule at the same time as we break a big one. Or as Jesus put it, sometimes we strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. I don't know if the consciences of these leaders were bothering them. In my imagination, I see them sitting back with their feet up, thinking they'd done what they need to do. It is sadly believable that human beings can arrange the torture and death of an innocent man, but still keep a law about resting the next day. Maybe that is something for us to ponder today. But also let's ponder the fact that the women who were devoted to Jesus would have their patience rewarded. They would be there first on Sunday morning. They would have a story to tell for the rest of their lives. Meanwhile, a guard stands over the tomb, and we await the first day of the week, hopefully with soft and teachable hearts. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow for our Easter Sunday video at 8 o'clock, and tomorrow our main worship service, a real celebration at 10:45.